Welcome to episode 180 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Today, I'm not going to put any music on here. There's going to be no intro as such. It's going to be a very quick podcast. Basically, I've just finished recording the second part of the Hokkaido 2009 trip report style podcast. And we actually, this coincides with the end of the voting for the February assignment. So I figured I'd just sort of quickly run through and do one of those ad lib podcasts just to sort of, to let you know who won and, what went off with that. So I'm just going to jump right into it. I've got my little clicky fingers ready and I'm actually on the first image that I wanted to talk about. And this is from a user or member, Binary Art. And this is the third place image called Halogen. And to view the images by number, you'll need to enter M for member 11985 to the to the field at the top of the Martin Bailey Photography. There's a toolbar there in the top of the website, and then there's a little field under the podcast menu. But of course, if you're looking in iTunes or on your iPhone, you'll be able to see the image right now, as long as you're listening to the enhanced version, that is. Or you can, of course, navigate to this podcast on the podcasts page at martinbaileyphotography.com, and you'll see the thumbnails there and you can click that. Another thing that I'm going to mention before I forget is that in the show notes, there'll also be a link to the scores page. And this is something that I do maintain, and there's a graph on there that shows you the number of scores, the votes that people received, and then the totals for the year so far as well. And I actually updated this from the January assignment because we kind of skipped over into a new year, and we changed to the monthly format rather than a 6-weekly one as we were doing before. So I just figured I'd start afresh. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well if you're interested. And also, if you look at the bottom of the galleries menu on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, you'll find it there. Anyway, let's get back to the photo. So Halogen from Binary Art. If you remember, the theme for the February assignment was minimalism, and this has really, really done it well. What's happened here, basically, you can see from the comment, it's a light bulb on a light box. Just basically a white screen. And you have, apart from a few like smudges and things that you can see on the light box surface, the only thing there is an halogen bulb. And there's literally no color in the image except for some slightly reddish colored writing on the bulb, on the side of the halogen bulb itself. It's placed in the top right third, and basically, I'd say it takes up maybe 15 to 20% of the total area of the image. And this really is, it's minimalistic. It's exactly what people have been asked to do for this. And I just think it's a great image. I love the high key of the, it's not overly bright, but the way the light box is lighting up the light bulb is just really, really nice. And then you've got the shapes in the glass. And it's also, of course, it's very sharp, so there's no sort of ambiguity in what it is. It's all there, just very, very nice looking image. So congratulations to Binary Art for third place. And if I do a little bit of clicking around now and go back, I can find the second place image. And this was a bit of a surprise for me, because this is a member called Martin. You probably know him relatively well. I originally, when we started doing these assignments, I used to ask people not to vote for me because, we had the prizes more than anything. But I stopped pushing that after a while because people voted anyway. And now, of course, we're totally anonymous unless you really start to dig down. So it was a pleasant surprise to see that I took second place in this assignment. The image is one that we haven't looked at yet, so I was pleased that we could get this done quickly. But this is one that I shot in Hokkaido recently, and it's just a hut on with a red roof and some foliage around it in the snow, but it's basically just lost on the top of a hill where there's snow all around, nothing else that you can see, and then you can faintly make out the brow of the hill going across the top of the top third of the shot, and then everything above that is just snowy sky. But it's basically just looks like a hut floating in space. I'm not going to sing the praises of this shot too much because it's my own. I do that enough in the main podcast, so I'll not try to do that. But basically, you know, when I was shooting this, I was well aware of the minimalistic or the minimalism assignment, and I was thinking that this would be my shot. And when I got back and looked at it, it actually turned out to be the one. I was happy with it. And so I decided to go with this and upload it. So congratulations to me on second place, and let's move on. Thanks, by the way, everybody. I am actually very, very happy to get that. So first place, this is just beautiful. We've got pixelated with reflected reeds. And we can see from the comment again, morning fog over a still lake, reflection of the far tree-lined shore barely discernible. If it didn't say that there, I wouldn't even notice. The only way that I can actually tell when there's a shoreline there, and you might want to try this yourself if you can't figure it out, but the only way that I can tell that there's a shoreline even there is by scrolling up and down. And then you get this sort of looks like a little bit like an optical illusion where you can see that there actually is one. Also, you can see the reflection of a line of trees, but it's very difficult to see. And, you know, to its benefit, it's just a beautiful shot. Now, what I wanted to say, you know, I mean, obviously, again, we've got these reeds sticking out. There's like, I don't know, five or six vertical ones and a few diagonal, and then a few that are arching out of the water. They've got a perfect reflection in the water. This could have just as well been an assignment on reflections, but of course, it suits minimalism very, very well. What I wanted to do here is, you know, apart from just to say, you know, once again, congratulations to Pixelated. It's a beautiful image. Notice the commonalities between these three images. We've got a mainly white background. The image is, you know, the main subject is relatively small in the image, taking up for maybe 15, I don't know, probably 10 to 20% of the area of the image itself. And then possibly just some very, very faint detail in the white, but also some very faint color in the main subject. You know, like mine's got a red roof. The first one that we looked at was, the slight red tinted lettering on the halogen bulb. Here we've got these very thin strands with some color, some reds in there. Red is kind of common as well, I guess, although there's some definite green in that in these reeds, but you know, basically white. So everybody, or at least the majority of people, have voted for mainly white images with a splash of color on a relatively small object. So it just shows what we're thinking as minimalism, you know, that this is how we're all perceiving it. So anyway, I'm not going to go on too long. It's late, and this is the second podcast recording for today. So I'm going to close off there. I wanted to say thank you to all of those that joined in the fun with the minimalism assignment. Congratulations to the winners, and don't forget that the complexity assignment is still in progress for another few weeks, another 2.5 weeks or so as of today. And, you know, I am starting to rack my brains on what to shoot. I've got a few ideas and hoping to make time to do that within the next few weeks. But again, you know, these assignments are for just that. Get us thinking, get us being creative and sort of trying to do stuff that we wouldn't perhaps normally do. Just recall that I didn't tell you the numbers for these other two images. So I should just say that this last one is M12155. And I'll go back and tell you that the number for mine is M12240. So if you punch both of those in, you'll be able to see the last two images as well. Let's finish for there, though. And thanks for listening. And you have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.